We have in studio this morning Russ Olson, the CEO of the Stein Erickson Lodge. Welcome, Russ.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Russ, tell us a little bit about the new expansion that I understand you've just completed, and how will it change that face of Stein Erickson that the community so much has grown to know and love over these many years?
Well, we're excited about a new expansion that's taken place over the last year and a half. It was a $14 million investment by our ownership group, and we added a lot of new facilities and amenities that are going to help our guests enjoy Stein Erickson Lodge even more. We added a brand new family-focused pool where it's for kids and family to come up and enjoy the pool with a nice rock waterfall and some zero-entry options for the kids to get in there with their parents. We find that families are traveling more and more with their kids nowadays, so we try to address some of the issues for the families. We also added a 3,500-square-foot game room, which has some interesting games in there, both the old pinball machine-type games, pool tables, as well as some new ones. And in fact, we're proud of having the world's largest Pac-Man game. So I think there's 1,000 of them out there, but we have one of them. So in addition to that, we added a 65-seat theater where we run movies every night of the week for families and private gatherings, and it's also used for groups to have events in there too. So very excited about these amenities.
One of the challenges of maintaining a world-class facility like yours is, how do you evolve over time? How do you stay with current demands? One thing I hear you saying is that almost everything you mentioned was very family-oriented. Has that been a shift in your customer base? Is it more family-oriented than it was before, and is that what you're reacting to?
Absolutely. As we've surveyed our guests and spoken to our guests and seen what their needs are, we've certainly seen that more and more guests travel as families, bringing their kids and their extended family to come and stay for a ski vacation, even for business trips more. It used to be that mom or dad would come on a business trip by themselves, or mom and dad would come for a ski vacation. But anymore, people are so busy, they're finding they want to bring their families with them to a conference or for a ski trip. And we're even seeing extended families where you have grandma and grandpa, mom and dad, and the kids coming for a ski vacation, which is very different from what it was 15, 20 years ago.
And while largest Pac-Man in the world is a pretty big deal, does it qualify on Forbes' list of luxury items that they're looking for, you think?
I haven't seen that on the rating recently, but certainly the new amenities on the Forbes list is important. And as you may know, we recently listed as one of the top luxury hotels in the world. I think it's 58 hotels in the entire world were listed as on the Forbes most luxurious hotels in the world list.
And congratulations on that. It made me curious what constitutes luxury beyond thread count and what's stocked in the mini bar these days.
Well, thread counts don't play a lot of into the ratings, really. It's really the service, that direct service that you're providing to the guest, and the amenities, the overall experience. When Forbes comes in and does a incognito inspection, they send out, a couple, an individual, a family, that spends two or three nights at the hotel, and they do a thorough inspection. It's a 500-point inspection that they do, and we don't know they're there. They're just like a regular paying guest. And they go through this checklist, and you have to score above 90% to be a Forbes 5-star hotel. And to be on this most luxurious in the world list, you had to be one of the top 58. And we were that one of those top 58. Of all the hotels that they inspect in the entire world, we made that list.
So it's 500 points, not all of which are thread count.
I don't think any of them are thread counts. They do have some facility inspections, making sure things are good, but most of it boils down to what is the guest experiencing.
Now, does the Stein Erickson Lodge, does your property also include some recent condominium development? Can you describe a little bit about that for us?
It does. About 10 years ago, we expanded our footprint, and we took over the chateau, and we're managing the chateau up there in Silver Lake and Deer Valley. And then a few years ago, we started a development where we didn't develop it, but we partnered with a developer who built the Stein Erickson Residences about a mile down the road from Stein Erickson Lodge, and we branded that property as a Stein Erickson property. It includes 14 homes and 40 condominiums that are privately owned, and we manage that property too.
And is there some, are those homeowners and guests able to use the Stein Erickson Hotel facilities? Is that part of what the arrangement is?
Absolutely. They're part of the Stein family. They can come up and use our facilities, our restaurants, our spa, our game room, and those facilities. So they're part of the Stein family.
One of the landmarks of the Stein facility for years has been the Sunday brunch. Is that still, are you still carrying on with that?
That is one of our top guest requests, is to come up for Sunday brunch. And we do have that every Sunday, year-round, 52 weeks out of the year. And it's amazing how that's grown in popularity. It used to be a winter and summer event, and now even in the shoulder seasons, we're seeing the brunch sell out almost every weekend.
I know for us it's a special occasion, a destination. When something special comes on, going to Stein's Brunch is a big deal. And the bigger deal is, how do you walk away after you've eaten all that wonderful food?
Well, that is a challenge, and I don't go to the brunch very often simply because I'd weigh, you know, twice what I do right now, and that wouldn't be a good thing. But we see families, again, gather there for special occasions and events that for Sunday brunch that they really enjoy and make it a tradition. Some come up almost every Sunday for the brunch. I don't know how they do that just from an eating perspective and the calories, but they come up every Sunday.
What are the other restaurants, and have you changed any of your restaurant offerings in recent years?
Well, we have the Glitterton Restaurant, which is our four-star restaurant, and we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner there throughout the winter, and dinner only in the summer. We have the Trollhall and Lounge, which is a very casual dining area that we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner out of there. And we added the new restaurant associated with the Champions Club Game Room, where it's going to be a more casual, family-centered restaurant that has pizzas. It has burgers, salads, soups, and we're going to have an ice cream bar there, too, for the families to come down and have ice cream. You can also get a drink down there, have a glass of wine, a beer, and certainly take people down there, just a couple or whatever. And the interesting thing about that, we've already, it's only been open about a month, and we've already had a couple groups buy out the game room to have activities and events after hours. So it's a great addition, a great amenity for the lodge.
What are your big events that you're looking forward to this coming season?
Well, the coming season, we're going to kick it off with Stein's birthday. As we all know, Stein passed away a few years ago, but every year we have a tradition of celebrating his birthday on the 11th of December. And so that'll be our kickoff to the winter season right after Deer Valley opens on the 8th. And we'll celebrate and honor Stein Erickson for his legacy and what he brought to Deer Valley, Park City, and to, in particular, Stein Erickson Lodge, because he is our namesake. His name's on the front door, and we want to always remember him. So that'll be the big event. And then we have the Christmas Eve dinner and Christmas Day brunch. Those are always great events for families that are staying at Stein Erickson Lodge and others in the community that want to come up there. It's simply amazing. And backing up, you know, everybody needs to come up to Thanksgiving dinner. We sell that out probably almost 2 months in advance. So if you haven't made your reservation, you might not get in, but you can get on the wait list if nothing else.
Well, speaking of pre-sales, do you have any key indicators on the coming season? Are you pretty booked up?
You know, it's a roller coaster ride. I think last year we had excellent skiing conditions, and everybody who came experienced wonderful skiing. But this year I think people are a little hesitant because they heard so many things about the lack of snow last year. But those that came and experienced it realized there was no lack of snow. Skiing was phenomenal. So I think people are a little hesitant. But right now, if I had to give an indicator, I think we're going to have a good season. We just have to have Mother Nature help us out a little bit and get the press out there, so letting them know that snow's here, which it already has hit us. And I think we'll have a great season.
We've been talking to Russ Olson, the CEO of Stein Erickson. Anything you want to add before we leave this morning, Russ?
Well, I just want to invite everybody to come up and experience what we have at Stein Erickson Lodge. We have been around for over 35 years, and we keep trying to improve on what we have here, which is hard to do. As I lay awake and I can think about what we can do that is new and improve, we just try to keep making everything better and continue to be the jewel of Deer Valley and the standard of hotels in the world. So come up and visit us and check out our new facilities.